We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. All right, the fun side of Super Bowl here in town. Dottie's Donuts is a vegan bakery, and they are featuring the Eagle on a Pole donut, and they have banned New England-themed donuts, like Boston donuts and the like. All Boston-themed donuts are banned from the shop. That's how crazy it is here. But on the national level, with the NFL and the Super Bowl, there are still problems. Joining us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs hotline is Joe Cinelli. Joe is executive director of AmVets and a military guy also. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Your military service, Joe.
Yes, sir. I spent 7 years in the United States Marine Corps. I was stationed out in Camp Pendleton, California for most of the time, but I actually spent most of my time in the big sandbox. I did a combat tour in Afghanistan, Africa and another in Iraq.
I was told that by your guy, who, by the way, John, is excellent. This guy's talking to me on a cell phone as he's ready to jump into the shower today. So this was at 7 o'clock this morning. And I asked that, John, because that was my sense that AmVets are headed mainly by people in the military. So as I understand it, Joe, the story is that somehow or another the NFL pitches you guys to be in the program. I guess that's a paid ad. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so about a week and a half ago, they came to us and they said that a corporate advertiser had dropped an ad, and so they had a short order. They need to fill a full-page ad in the Super Bowl program, and they were reaching out to us as a nonprofit. They gave us a discounted rate of $30,000 for the full-page ad. And we discussed with them then that we have an Americanism program that we think would be a perfect fit for this and a pertinent message for everything that's been going on in around the NFL this year. They seemed okay with it at that time. Then when we actually proposed the ad, we actually gave them the ad. It took us a couple days to put together. Very simple ad. And the it just says, "Please stand." And that's in large letters at the top in a hashtag form and a photo of a color guard holding the flag up straight, and then down at the bottom a little bit of information about our organization. And that's all we wanted to do, something simple. We wanted to be polite. We weren't trying to bash the players. We weren't trying to bash the NFL. We weren't criticizing anyone. We just wanted to make our point of view known, which is simply that we are asking them to stand for the American flag. In fact, we'll even use the word please.
Well, that was genius. Exactly what you did, Joe. I don't know how long it took in your meetings and all the way to craft this to do that. That's exactly right. That is a supplication. It's not a demand. It's not a threat. It's not attacking anybody. It's just reminding them of it. And after all, it is AmVets that are engaged. So when they come back to you and say no, after they propose this to you to fill this spot, what did they say to you?
They told us that they did not want to take a stance on this issue. Our opinion, and we express this to them, is by rejecting our ad, they are in fact taking a stance.
Absolutely.
And we don't agree with their stance, and that we didn't find it acceptable, and we let them know that.
Well, Joe, do you have a sense, speculate a little bit, because you've actually dealt with this. My sense is they're more afraid of the players. They don't want the players erupting again. It's down to like 8 or 10 or so, I guess. And they got to know, after offering you this, that you had to pay for it, albeit at a discounted rate, that this would go public again, particularly when you're saying, please stand.
They you know, before I came into my current role here running this organization, I was in communications and marketing for four different veteran service organizations, and as a professional communicator, I don't understand how they would make this decision. I it, it can bring nothing but negativity to the league right now. And that was never our intent, and I don't think that would have been the situation whatsoever if they chose to run our ad. They came back and they told us that just yesterday after news of this kind of got out, and they told us that they didn't want to be political in there. Again, I don't think our ad is political, but I do think the NFL has been political this year, and I think it's it's a paradox here that they're in, and they don't want to be political, yet many of the moves they make are very political.
Well, absolutely. Joe, my sense all along with this, and we've had on national people and all this, they're more afraid of the players. They don't know what to do around this. They spent a lot of money with them, gave them a lot of money for all these programs, and now it's down to 10 or 12 that are still doing it. So they think this will go away, and the ratings and everything else indicate they won't. So what do you want done at this point by going public, Joe?
So it wasn't really intentional for us to go public here, although we do have the ads going to run in other sports publications, NBA and NHL and NASCAR. All three have agreed to run this.
Now, wait a minute. Let me slow that down for listeners. So the other big sports organizations, NASCAR doesn't surprise me, but NHL, NBA, they're willing to run it.
They are. They've had no problem with it. They see it for what it is, a polite request from veterans. And, you know, we're not trying to pretend that this is the opinion of all 250,000 of our members, but it's represents enough of the opinion that it's definitely the majority of our organization. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of veterans who feel this way, and we've been overwhelmed, actually, this morning with the feedback we're getting. My inbox won't stop.
Well, that's going to continue. And again, you got a great guy there that answered me, and you're very, very hospitable to come on a day when it's so much in demand. So your request, again, is you've already got it out there with others that the NFL reconsider, or what else?
Well, we believe they're at a point where they can no longer reconsider,
okay,
because they actually have to physically print this program.
Okay.
We're looking for other ways to make sure we deliver this message still to the Super Bowl audience. And so we're contemplating actually going out to Minneapolis, and we can see your Eagles out there. But we're contemplating actually going out there, maybe holding a press conference. These things take resources, so we don't know exactly what we're going to do. We want to always make sure our resources are being used the best way possible to truly be able to help our mission, which is, you know, first and foremost, is to help veterans, and that includes promoting patriotism.
Have you set up a fund to go to the Super Bowl for that, Joe?
So we're always collecting donations on amvets.org. The advertisement actually had a fundraising element to it. There's a text message number on the ad itself. People can text in and make a tax-deductible donation. And we've been surprised. We actually had to turn the thing on this morning because we started getting phone calls. we actually want to donate on this number.
And so
we just turned the number on, and we've already got about $2,000 have come in very quickly on this. So we're going to make sure that money that comes in goes to our Americanism program and directly helping veterans and our cause.
Great stuff. Joe, thank you for your service. And again, the website is amvets.org. And if you decide to do that, we'd like to get you back on to talk about it when you're out there during the Super Bowl.
Great. I appreciate that, Dom. We will definitely keep you in mind. I'll let John know.
Okay. Very good. Joe, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.